welcome to Mission Academy, the regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, November 9th, 2021 at 10:45. We're going to go over just a few little rules. Place your phone on mute until such time you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold. If you need to leave the call, please hang up and then dial back into the teleconference. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open up this meeting. We'll call the meeting to order, and we'll do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dortch,
present.
Barbara Willebrand,
present.
All right, so we do have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask Barbara Willebrand to do that. Did I ask you last time what Barbara?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask Claudette to do it this time. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'll be glad to. Please, place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. So now we're going to do staff introductions, starting with corporate officers.
Yes, good morning, President Stanford. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Welcome. And Jerry Vincent?
Jerry Vincent, corporate officer.
All right, school staff.
Good morning. This is Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Good morning. This is Jeff Cardinal, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Good morning. Bill Thompson, Attorney for the School.
And advisors who are supporting the agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with OLAP.
Hi, Michelle. Everybody, welcome. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. So now we're going to go to 1E after we've welcomed everybody and introduced ourselves. We're going to adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And this is Jeff Martin now.
Thank you, President Stanford. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and exempts the board from certain provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act related to teleconference meetings during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings as detailed in the law. Under AB 361, boards that would like to continue to meet remotely must determine by majority vote whether, as a result of the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. The required findings, which are included in the board resolution and your board packets, are as follows. The board of directors finds that the governor's March 4th, 2020 declaration of a state of emergency due to COVID-19 pandemic remains active, and the board of directors finds that due to the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees and or the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person due to the prevalence of the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus, the indoor setting of meeting facilities, the potential presence of unvaccinated individuals attending meetings, the potential for noncompliance with mask-wearing requirements, and desire to protect the health of immunocompromised board members, staff, students, and the public. It is recommended the board acknowledge and affirm these findings by approving the reference board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Any questions from any board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
All right,
okay, we're going to go with Barbara Willebrand moved. And who's second?
Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Okay, so Barbara Willebrand, motion, Claudette Beck seconded, and we'll vote. Cheryl Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that 1E has passed. We're now into 1F, approve agenda for the November 9th, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
John Mike Malloy makes the motion.
John Dorsch
second. So Mike Malloy's motion, John Dorsch seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that 1F has been approved. We are now under public comments, which is 2. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or reschedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to introduce themselves? And Shelley, has anyone contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, so now we're going to go into 3, a public hearing. We need a motion and a second to open our public hearing. Barbara Willebrand, move. Need a second.
Mike Boyle, second.
All right, so Barbara Willebrand has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's a unanimous vote that we open this public hearing at 10:53. The public hearing is now open at 10:53. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. We will now hear a presentation from our area superintendent, Lindsay Reese.
Thank you, President Stanford, and good morning, board members. For your reference, please refer to pages 9 through 12 in your board packet. Assembly Bill 130 appropriated $1.5 billion for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant. Funds are allocated based on an equal amount per certificated and classified FTE reported in CalPACS for the 2020-2021 school year. This grant is a one-time funding for professional learning for teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals, and classified staff, to promote equity, quality, and effectiveness. Mission Academy's estimated allocation is $93,612, and funds will be used beginning this school year through the 2025-26 school year. As a condition of receiving these funds, the school shall do both of the following. Number one, on or before December 30th, 2021, develop and adopt a plan delineating the expenditure of funds apportion, including the professional development of teachers, administrators, professionals, and classified staff. The plan will be presented in a public meeting of the governing board before its adoption in a subsequent public hearing. Number two, on or before September 30th, 2026, report detailed expenditure information to the Department of Education, including but not limited to specific purchases made and the number of teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals, and classified staff who received professional development. The Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan for Mission Academy for the fiscal year 2021-22 will include the following focus areas. Focus area number one, coaching and mentoring of staff serving in an instructional setting, beginning teacher administrator induction, including but not limited to coaching and mentoring solutions that address a local need for teachers that can serve all pupil populations. Mentoring will focus on retaining teachers and offering structured feedback and coaching systems. In addition, coaching and mentoring will be organized around social-emotional learning, including but not limited to promoting teacher self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationships, and responsible decision-making skills. Focus area number three involves practices and strategies to re-engage pupils and lead to accelerated learning. Focus area four is regarding strategies to implement social-emotional learning, trauma-informed practices, suicide prevention, access to mental health services, and other improved well-being approaches. Focus area number 5 includes practices to create a positive school climate, including but not limited to restorative justice, training around implicit bias, providing positive behavioral support, multi-tier systems of support, transforming a school site culture into one that values diverse cultural and ethnic backgrounds, and preventing discrimination, harassment, bullying, and intimidation based on actual or perceived characteristics, including disability, gender, gender identity, gender expression, language, nationality, race, or ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation. And finally, focus area number 7, instruction and education to support effective language acquisition programs for English learners, including integrated language development within and across content areas and building and strengthening capacity to increase bilingual and biliterate proficiency. This concludes my presentation on the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan. Does the board or any members of the public have questions or comments on the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant?
Thank you, Lindsay. Any other board members have comments or questions? If not, can we we'll go into the board. We'll now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comments? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comments to the board? Shelley.
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, so thank you. So now I need a motion and a second to close our public hearing.
Bob Willebrand moves.
John Dorch second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Betts?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we have voted and are closing this public hearing at 10:58. Thank you. So now we're going to go into public hearing number 2. So I need a motion and a second to open public hearing number 2.
Mike Malloy makes the motion.
Claudette second.
So Mike Malloy's motion, Claudette Beck seconded, will vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are now, this hearing is now open at 10:59. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. And we will now hear a presentation from our area superintendent, Lindsay Rees, on the revised personalized learning policy.
Thank you, and hello again. For your reference, please see pages 14 through 21 in your board packet. For today's public hearing, we are presenting a revised personalized learning policy that complies with the latest legislative mandates for Assembly Bill 167, which was signed by the governor on September 23, 2021. AB 167 is a follow-up bill to AB 130, which, as you may recall, is a bill that required us to revise our personalized learning policy back in July. The AB 167 revisions are noted in your board packets in red line and include the following 4 highlights. Number 1, which students must be identified for tiered re-engagement strategies? A, all students who are not generating attendance for more than 3 school days or 60% of the instructional days in a school week, or 10% of required minimum instructional time over 4 continuous weeks of the charter school's approved instructional calendar. B, students found not participatory pursuant to Ed Code Section 51747.5 for more than the greater of 3 school days or 60% of the scheduled days of synchronous instruction in a school month as applicable by grade span. Or C, students who are in violation of the written agreement pursuant to Ed Code 51747G. Number 2 is part of the tiered re-engagement strategies, clarifying that parents or guardians must be notified within 1 school day of reporting of a non-attendance day or lack of participation. Number 3, the timeline for collecting master agreements for the 21-22 school year, which is no later than 30 days after the first day of instruction in an independent study program, or October 15th, whichever date comes later. And finally, the minor cleanup edits. This concludes my presentation for the revised personalized learning policy for the 21-22 school year. Does the board or any members of the public have questions or comments on the revised personalized learning policy?
Any board members have comments or questions? The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comments? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board? Shelley.
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
All right, so then I need a motion and a second to close our public hearing.
Motion.
So Barbara Wilbrand has motion, Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So the public hearing is now closed at 11:02 by unanimous vote. So now we are on five action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. And this is Lindsay.
If there are no further questions, I would just like to recommend that the board approve the revised personalized learning policy as presented during the public hearing.
All right. If there are no further questions, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Barbara Wilbrand moves.
John George second.
So Barbara Wilbrand has moved. John George has second. And so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 5A has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 6. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Stanford. I want to make a comment that I really appreciate the board taking their time and dedication, especially when these special meetings are called, not on your regular schedule, and I really appreciate all you're doing for us. So thank you so much for your oversight.
Oh, you are most welcome. Jerry.
Thank you, board and staff, for your contributions to these meetings. It's very important. Lindsay, looking forward to seeing the implementation of the block grant as we proceed. Thank you.
All right. This is Board President Stanford. Thank you, Lindsay, and thank you for everyone who helps put this meeting together. We appreciate it. Any other board members' comments? All right, then we will go to 7, the closing items. Our next regular board meeting is on December the 3rd at 12 o'clock. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Michael, will I make the motion?
Barbara Wilbrand, second.
Mike Malloy's motion, Barbara Wilbrand, second. We adjourn this meeting. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beth?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So we are adjourned at 11:04. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you.
Very, very good.